In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome to All Things Internet Show, where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet. And I force Emily to try her best to fact check and research most things while I do absolutely nothing but give my opinion. Hi, I'm Rachel Ballinger.
I'm Emily Brostoff.
And welcome to our podcast.
You started off with no warning. I'm sitting here staring off into the abyss.
I gotta keep you on your toes.
Give a girl some warning.
I did. I said grab your microphone.
Yeah, but you hadn't pressed the button to record.
Yeah, you grabbed your microphone. What did you want me to do? Did you need a countdown?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
We're not PMSing this time. We're just normal. We hate each other and love each other. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Thriving.
Nope. No. 2 seconds ago, she said, well, I'm depressed again.
I've been taking a sip. Why you gotta call me out like that?
And then I said, great, grab your mic.
Yep.
I gave no validation. No.
You normally
shoulder.
Do. You normally do.
When you're like, hey, and I go, okay, what's up? If you just state things, I let it just, you're just stating.
Right.
If you actually need a sit down, I sit.
Always.
I listen. I respond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been taking a break from social media for, you know, my mental health.
Which isn't the best for her job.
I know. It's very difficult. It makes my life very difficult. It makes your life very difficult.
Yeah, I count on you to know what's going on.
Well, I get on enough to know, but I just like, and then of course I was sitting here with 2 minutes to spare and I was like, ugh, let's try it out. It was not the money move.
No. So. I send you stories throughout the week.
Yeah.
You can just check your DM.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what do you got for us today?
All right. I don't feel as though I have your full attention.
You don't, because Abby texted me. So I'm no longer here. Bye.
Bye.
I haven't seen her in a week. I'm stressed.
You get to see her
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yay.
I know. But tomorrow is not right now. So.
Yeah.
Listen. Why'd you have to call me out? The listeners did not know that I was texting.
Because the viewers definitely know.
Nah, yeah, they know me, though.
They don't know you.
What
does he want?
To be up here.
Can he?
Don't tell Miss Joy.
I won't tell Miss Joy.
Do you want to be a special guest?
Yeah.
All right, my dog Blaze wants to come here. All right.
Oh, come on! Hurry before Mommy changes her mind.
Oh, he whacked me right in the eyeball! With his little rat tail.
Hi, Blazerie.
All right. And now we don't have Emily's full attention.
Okay, wait. We got to get his quote.
Yeah, that was it.
That was incredible.
A man. He's a man of few words. He's a quiet. He's simple.
He's my little boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only man that I will ever love for the rest of my life.
You don't love Dylan, Joy's boyfriend?
I do, but don't tell Blaze that.
Okay,
fine.
You don't
special.
Love Snoop?
Well, Snoop's not here. If Snoop were here.
Oh, okay. Snoop's in the other room.
Yeah.
Okay, so. I got it. We're all talking right. about absolutely nothing. Hi.
Anyway.
What happened this week, Em?
Well,
internet or not internet related, but I saw it on the internet. Therefore, it counts.
It does. Okay, so we have to talk about the new trend going around TikTok called vabbing. Please tell me you've seen this.
I heard someone say it, and I was like, vaping plus vaginas. Or, vaginas, stop licking, Blaze. Vaginas plus bathing. I have no idea what it means.
You're getting a little close. Okay.
I saw someone's rules. Hey, you invited him up here. You
I
have
did.
To deal with him. I saw rules like you have to make sure you don't have any STDs, you're not on your period, you've just bathed. And I went, I don't want to know what vabbing is.
Yeah.
What is it?
So it's a mix of the words vagina and dabbing. So vabbing is when you stick your fingers, you know where, you grab some juicy juice and then I don't know how else to phrase this in a family-friendly way.
Well, private parts are not X-rated. Like, you can be like, you grab your own discharge. That's not a sexual thing.
I don't
thing.
Think it's discharge. I think they're okay, because...
What?
Because
what are they grabbing? What else is there to grab?
Well, like...
What other juice is there?
Because I feel like there's a difference between discharge and, like... When you're like turned on and that's happening.
I thought that was all the same thing.
I don't think so. What? I think the turned on thing is like your kooky like lubricating itself, and I think discharge is like it cleaning. I could be very wrong.
I thought it was all the same substance.
It might be. Tell us in the comments down below.
This turned into a Rachel Uncensored. My other podcast, the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. I was told I don't promo myself enough.
You don't.
So I'm going to promo myself only on my own things.
There you go.
Okay.
So yeah, you stick your fingers up your hoo-ha and then
grab juices
and then you dab those juices on the same places where you would normally put your perfume. So like on your wrists and like behind your ear and like. Yeah, and then
what?
This is supposedly a way to attract mates because of the pheromones can now be more easily smelled. So instead of staying locked away, really tucked in up there, you're now putting them in areas where your potential mate can smell them a little easier.
Abby and I have an ongoing thing where she likes my pheromones, and that's it's like a cute thing, and she'll just breathe in really deep, and I love it, like when she's hugging me. We are not on Uncensored. But yeah, I don't feel the need to make those pheromones stronger. That seems extremely unsanitary.
Thank you.
That seems unnecessary.
Thank you.
That seems really like animal kingdom type stuff.
Yeah, well, there's no scientific research to back this up, but there's a woman on TikTok and a lot of women on TikTok are swearing by it. And there's one account in that has gone super viral with this trend, and her name is Julia Senna. And she claims that vabbing works because she said in a recent TikTok, I got offered 2 free drinks at the pool, and then a guy literally came back and gave me this luxury hair kit. I'll be honest, I tried vabbing purely out of boredom. Like, what's the worst thing that could happen?
You smell?
She said, since I've been newly single, I've been trying to pick up on tips and tricks in this new dating world that we're in. So she said she's tried this technique 3 times, once at the pool, and she said she got 2 free drinks and like a hair kit out of it. She said she tried the second one in a coffee shop, but she said it didn't really work because she was there with like a bunch of women. And then she said the 3rd time she tried it at the gym, and she said that this guy came up and basically asked her on a date. She said, I had no makeup on, just working out. I've never had any men at the gym approach me like this before. And yeah, she was on the treadmill and some guy came and like stood next to her and started sparking up conversation with her and then eventually asked her on a date. And she swears it's because she was vabbing.
Was she more confident when she was vabbing? Was she just trying to look for people, being like, okay, I'm out here. Did they see me looking around? Were you like being open and inviting to people?
I think it was more of like
the placebo effect.
Exactly. What I'm guessing is she did it and then she was like, you know, had the more confidence about her.
Yeah. And confidence is always attractive to people.
Right. So, and then she made a TikTok and it was just what you were saying. It's the basic rules of vabbing, which are shower, bathe beforehand, wash your hands before and after. If you go to the gym, wipe down gym equipment before and after. Don't let the areas you vabbed touch other surfaces or people. If you're on your period, don't do it. If you have an STD, don't do it. If it's any unusual smell or bad odor, don't do it. You do not need a lot of juice for a successful vab.
Emily, let's not knock it till we try it. Let's go vab.
That can be one of your Tuesday testing videos.
I'm going to vab and everyone can just watch as I walk down the street and see who comes and asks me out.
Yeah, I think this is a good plan.
Okay.
So of course BuzzFeed picked up on the story.
Naturally.
Right. They don't miss anything.
Never.
And they decided to do a little research of their own. So they reached out to Dr. Mary Jane Minkin, who's a gynecologist at the Yale School of Medicine. So you know she's like
top.
And they wanted her to clarify the precautions someone should take if they are vabbing. And she said she believes the practice is safe. She said, of course, there are tons of bacteria in the vagina, but we are surrounded by bacteria. So I don't think placing these bacteria around the skin would be hazardous. But she did emphasize that people should not be going near orifices when they're doing this. So don't dab around your mouth and your nose. She said, especially your eyes. So basically, it just sounds like as long as you avoid the eyes and you're healthy and it's clean, it's apparently, allegedly, not hazardous, but it's just gross to me. Like,
yeah, I'm not like super into the idea.
I don't want to walk around wondering if when I brush shoulders with people, if some of their vagina juice is rubbing off on me. Like, this should not be a trend. I don't want it. It's inside for a reason.
Yeah.
Keep it in there.
Imagine if guys if guys did this with their juices. How gross would that be?
Yeah.
How disgusted would we all be with that?
Right.
I would feel like it was an invasion. Like I didn't consent.
Yeah.
To you having that on your body.
Right.
Well, it's your body, your choice. I'm also, but like brushing shoulders or like
touching things. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, no. Can this just, please? We're begging you.
I'm not
please.
For this one.
Stop it.
That's my personal opinion, though.
Yeah. No, I just.
All right.
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, before we go on to whatever else is after vabbing.
How do you top that?
I don't know. I think that's the end of the podcast.
And that's all, folks.
No, but let's check. God, I don't want to talk about it because I'm grossed out.
Oh, I know.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's.
Oh, that was it.
Oh, yeah. I figured.
Yeah.
I figured.
Yeah.
Let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. Sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Like, there's so many other things you could do besides vabbing.
Perfume. Shower. Therapy.
Work on, yes, therapy. Work on your conversation skills.
Yeah. Anything else. Anything
Act
else?
Act like you have confidence. Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it.
Mm. All right. What's the next? Let's hope it's anything but this.
All right. Demi Lovato has now gone back to using she, her pronouns instead of the they, them pronouns that she had been using since May of 2021. In a recent interview, she said, "I'm still learning and coming into myself, and I don't claim to be an expert or spokesperson. Sharing this with you now opens another level of vulnerability for me." And so she said the reason that she did they, them pronouns last year or like for, you know, for the past year, is because back then she said that their energy or that her energy was more like 50-50 split. She was like, sometimes I'd walk up to a bathroom and I wouldn't know if I'd want to go into the women's or the men's, or sometimes I'd wake up in the morning. I didn't know how I wanted to dress or how I was identifying. She was like, it's a very fluid concept and like, you know,
yeah.
But now she's saying she's relating way more to her feminine side recently. And so she's going back to she, her pronouns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then.
Yeah. That was the start and stop of that.
I've never struggled with am I a woman or a man? So I'll never fully grasp.
Yeah, no.
That. So, okay.
Yeah.
If it's she, then it's she.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And then Doja Cat
shaved her head and her eyebrows. Did she say why?
She did.
Tell me about that.
Okay. So yeah, Doja Cat shaved her hair and eyebrows on Instagram Live recently. And she,
while she was live?
It was live.
What a Britney moment.
It was iconic. Honestly, if you're gonna make a bold move like that,
get them views, secure that bag.
Yep. So she said the reason she did it was because, and like,
why would you turn away from the microphone if you had to burp?
I feel like that's your spiel. I don't want to like steal that from you.
Are constantly burping,
not on mic,
but around me.
Yeah.
I'm pausing everything. I forgot what we were talking about. So.
Oh God.
I'm extremely exhausted from today and this week and my entire life.
Yeah.
So the ADHD is just
strong. What's going to happen? I edit this. So if it's bad, I guess I can just.
No,
cut
I was
it
just going to tell everyone that our nicknames for each
other. Oh, now. Yeah. Go.
Okay,
yeah.
We've discovered that Emily is Donkey and I am Shrek.
Yep.
But also she is SpongeBob and I am Squidward.
Yep. Because Joy was saying that SpongeBob thinks Squidward loves him and wants to be best friends with him. And Squidward's like, leave me alone. And
but
that's you and
actually
me.
Actually my best friend.
I know.
But it's the same with Donkey and Shrek.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You just are constantly in my house and I want you to get out. And
yeah.
Then,
and I constantly just want to make you waffles in the morning.
Yeah. And you think we're best friends and you follow me around.
Right. And sing to you.
Yeah. And Abby is Fiona, where she, you know, calms me down and takes care of you.
Yep.
Like the child you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Folds my laundry.
Apparently, I have 100% turned into a grumpy old man. And you have just reverted back to childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called healing. It's called a coping mechanism. We're working on it in therapy.
It's not healing. It's called the opposite of healing. Ta-da. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Doja Cat.
Oh, right.
Also, your name and my phone is Shrek, officially. I just wanted you to know that.
All right. I'm making it Donkey. Keep going. Tell us about Doja Cat.
Okay. So this was her direct quote on why she shaved her hair and eyebrow. She said, I feel like I was never supposed to have hair. I don't like having hair. Like, whenever I went to go train, like in the gym, I'd be working out and I couldn't focus because I'd be more concerned about how I looked and how my hair was doing. There were times where I'd put a beanie on top of my wig and that wig was on top of a wig cap, which was on top of braids. What is the use of having hair if you're not going to wear it out? I cannot tell you one time since the beginning of my life that I've ever been like, this is cool. I just do not want to have hair. Get into it.
Cool. Great. She wants to be bald.
Yeah.
Power to her.
And like,
if she was already wearing wigs and stuff.
I know.
And it's less work. Like, she doesn't have to cover her hair.
Right. She doesn't have to go through the braiding and the capping and the glue. And like, well, I guess you still have to have glue.
I love it.
Like,
that's a power move.
Yeah.
She didn't want hair. She's never wanted hair. And she said, screw you, society. Because society tells women they can't be bald or that anyone's not, like, no one's supposed to be bald. Except Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So she was like, no, I'm doing it. I love that. Power move. Get it.
Yeah.
And the eyebrows, though.
Well, as she was applying the shaving cream to her eyebrows, she looked directly into the like live stream and she's like, my makeup artist just texted me. Are you shaving your brows off? I'm driving over right now. Couldn't get there in time, buddy.
They'll grow back. They'll grow back. But I love that she shaved her head. All right. Yeah. I'm for it.
It was cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So Pete Davidson and Kim
broke up.
No longer. So they called it quits. They broke up on Friday, August 5th, after 9 months of dating. And Kim's team said they split because the long distance and their hectic schedules made it really hard to maintain a relationship.
Also, is Kris Jenner released it at the same time that Khloe and Tristan had their baby?
Correct.
She was like, no one talk about that.
As season one, or they're about to start filming season two of Kardashians.
Yeah, they're like, Pete, get out.
Or exactly.
We don't want to pay you.
She's like, your contract is up. You can go now.
Yeah.
Scoot.
We don't want to pay you any money.
Right. This is one conspiracy that I don't know if I feed into. Because everyone was saying that they were only dating just like for the views and because basically Kris Jenner. I think they actually liked each other.
Yeah. Apparently he is very enthralling at first. What's the word? Encapsulating.
Yeah. Captivating.
Captivating at first. Yeah. And then, you know, clearly it wears off. But
yeah. Well, he got multiple tattoos for Kim.
Never. Don't do it.
So one says it's like over on, like, I want to say his shoulder, and it says, "My girl's a lawyer." And then he also got a tattoo of all of Kim's kids' initials and her initials. And then he got another tattoo that says Jasmine and Aladdin, because that's how they like had their first kiss, was on that SNL skit that they did together where he was Aladdin and she was Jasmine. And then here's the one that really gets me. He has Kim, like her name, branded in big letters on his chest. And when he was asked about it in an interview, he said, "I don't want to be able to get rid of it or cover it up. I just want it there as a scar on me." And Kim confirmed that he was hot iron branded. So.
Dude. What?
Yeppers. So.
All right.
Interesting.
That is a move. Listen, I love Abby. I would not get anything of her tattooed on me.
No.
And
never.
She, not me. As
nope.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
That's not a thing.
No.
Obsessed with her. Wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep. And as Rachel mentioned, Chloe and Tristan.
I have a tattoo on my knee.
I can't. That's going to be our legacy. Us arguing over your tattoo. And
I don't know what your hands are doing. Did you have a cramp?
And me being obsessed with your feet. That's our legacy right
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Well,
anyway,
donkey.
So Khloe Kardashian and Tristan just welcomed their second baby via surrogate. But obviously, as of now, still have no plans to get back together. So,
okay. I hope that they don't, for her sake. She deserves better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And
clearly he isn't happy with her. So I hope he finds someone he is happy with.
I hope he gets some therapy.
Therapy, therapy.
Yeah. Okay. Last news story. Do we need to?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Last
so famous TikToker, Addison.
Rachel Ballinger.
Oh, sorry. I misspoke. Famous TikToker, Addison Rae, is in the hot seat this week for posting a picture of herself wearing a bathing suit, and it was a bikini, and on one of the bikini sides, it said father. On the other bikini side, it said son. And then on the bottoms, it said Holy
Daddy?
Spirit. That was basically the vibe they were going for. So it was the father, son, and Holy Spirit, but on
a bikini?
Yeah. So there was this company, and the company's called Praying, and they did a collab with...
What? Wait, I'm confused.
Yeah, we all are.
Is it a Christian company or is it satire?
I'm pretty sure it's satire. They're not I know for sure they are not a Christian company.
Okay. Well, that's got to piss off the Christians.
It really did.
That has to piss off all of the Christians.
It really did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the company Praying did a collab with, Adidas and Addison Rae. And
ooh, Adidas got in on this.
Yeah.
That's a big move.
It was a dumb move.
That's a confusing move.
Because they're a big company. So how would someone look at that? Like, just picture the pitch meeting. They're sitting there and they're like showing this picture of Addison Rae and this like.
The father,
right.
Son, Holy Spirit.
And all the men are like, yeah, that's cool. Launch it. Like.
No.
Yeah. So obviously the Christian community came after her for being disrespectful of their religion, saying that she was making a mockery of Christianity. So she deleted the Instagram photo, but has not made a statement yet about it. So we'll wait for that one. But in the meantime, have you seen what's been going on with her mom?
No.
Okay.
I know nothing. Love that. You're welcome. I made her do it.
It was the maintained eye contact.
Abby, not Abby. Emily, sorry.
First, it's our house.
Oh my God. I accidentally referred to my house as our house. And in my brain, I was thinking about Abby's in my house. And Emily took it as me and her. No, you don't live here, donkey. Get out.
I could.
No, this is my swamp.
It is your swamp. Okay. So Addison Rae's mom, since Addison like launched on TikTok and went super viral a few years ago, her mom got in on the whole TikTok game, which good
right.
for you. You get into it. And so now she has like a really big platform on TikTok and on Instagram. Well, I want to say like a month or two ago, there were rumors circulating that allegedly Addison Rae's dad, they were still married, her mom and dad were still married, was having an affair. And so
scandal.
It was a big scandal on TikTok, but Addison's mom was refusing to address it. And so she just kept like deleting the comments and like not saying anything. And finally she put out a video basically being like, look, I'm not going to talk about this because I have young children. Like, yeah. This is their family too.
Also, it's their private life.
Yeah.
That's private. As much as I understand everyone wanting to know what's going on, I get sucked in that too. It's a private thing.
Well, and it's just like, I think Addison's little brother is still like an early teen. Like, he doesn't need to see that circulating around TikTok. So, of course, she was like, I'm not addressing this. Yeah. So she was very firm on that. And I was very proud of her for that. But then, recently. Yeah. She changed her Instagram bio to say single mom, which go for it. But then she's been flirting with the rapper Young Gravy on TikTok. Like
I have so many questions.
Actively flirting with him.
Is it turkey gravy? Is it
vegan gravy?
Is it vegan? How young is he?
He's half her age. Could you? Okay. Just picture this. Picture this.
Okay. I'm picturing.
Could you imagine your mom and dad get divorced, right? Or like your dad passes. Let's just say your dad passes away because your parents are never.
How dare you?
Your dad. Well,
I'd rather them break up. My dad's not allowed to die.
Okay.
Neither of them are.
Okay, so let's say.
That's very sinful of you.
Was I disrespectful?
You're disrespectful and homophobic.
That was homophobic.
And it was a hate crime.
Oh my God, I knew it.
And I feel
cancel Emily 2022
by you. How dare you?
Okay. Let's
start talking about my dad dying.
Let's redo this. Let's say. Being straight gets outlawed and your parents legally cannot be together anymore.
I'm okay with this.
And your mom gets on TikTok and starts flirting with a woman, a young Iggy Azalea. Let's say your mom just gets
on
TikTok.
Wait, so my mom turned gay all of a sudden?
Well, being straight is outlawed. She has no choice. And you remember being gay is a choice, so.
It is.
Right.
For sure.
Wake up and choose it every day. So. Honestly, I would.
I'm choosing right. Yeah. Right. If I had the choice,
I would. Okay. So imagine your parents have to not be together anymore legally or the government covers for them. And your mom starts flirting openly with her big platform on TikTok with Iggy Azalea. Like,
get it, mom.
Like raunchy flirting. That would be humiliating.
Get it, mom. I'm an adult. So. It doesn't affect me.
I think Addison's like 19, maybe 20.
At that age, I would have been affected.
It's humiliating.
I would have been affected, but I'm at the age now and I know my mom where if that, I'd just be like, nah, and I would find it hilarious. But.
Or maybe her mom went to her and was like, hey, like, I'm going to do this for views. And she was like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm going to choose to believe.
It could be just a PR thing.
Yeah. So anyway.
All right. Was that it for the news?
Yes, we just have positive news next.
All right, then let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor! It keeps moving, so.
It's gravitating towards you.
It is.
The star of the show. What was I going to say?
Blaze is so happy right
now. He's so happy.
He's still in between us. He's never sit still this long.
He's like snoring me. So loud.
He's just chilling like a little villain.
I cannot believe you thought I was snoring last night.
Okay. We had a party and Emily and Joy had to spend the night and Dylan and Joy spent the night in the guest room.
Yeah.
And Emily, I was like, you can sleep in the bed with me, but we both agreed on a pillow barrier.
Yeah. Oh, it went from the top of the bed all the way down to the bottom.
And then
it was like 36 inches high. I couldn't even see you over it.
And I was like, we're both being fully clothed. I left the bedroom door open.
Yeah.
And then I let Snoop sleep in the doggy bed next to us. And in the middle of the night, I woke up and I thought I heard Emily snoring and I laughed. I went, ha-ha. And then I rolled over and went back to sleep. And then this morning I realized it was Snoop.
I know. At breakfast, you were like, you were snoring last night. I was like, I don't snore. And you're like, oh, Snoop was in the room.
I forgot.
On
I
my
forgot.
Side.
Yeah, Snoop is never in the room. So I definitely thought that was you.
And apparently I was sleeping halfway down the bed.
Yeah, I woke up and her head is in the middle of the bed and her feet are like hanging off the end. I was like, where'd she go? I thought maybe I'd rolled over and was like breathing on you or something.
No.
And you were like, scoot.
I'm telling you, that pillow barrier.
Hello.
Yeah, no, I think what happened is because you had two pillows stacked and I think the top one slid down. And so I just slid my body with it. And then because I woke up this morning, my feet were literally like out of the end of the bed. And I was like, that's weird.
That was funny. I liked it.
Anyway. All right. You ready for positive news?
Yeah. My girlfriend just texted me. I can't wait to kiss you.
Aw. Anyway,
this is my positive moment. Nothing else matters.
Except in England.
England!
In England. I'm not going to do it.
She was going to do a British accent and it was going to be terrible.
It was going to be so bad. In England, a 200-pound, 3-foot-long tortoise named Clyde.
There's a 3-foot-long tortoise?
Named Clyde.
I guess that is the more important part here, Emily. His name is Clyde.
Clyde! He escaped his home at a wildlife center because he barged through one of the walls of his enclosures.
Barged through?
You would think it would be a little more sturdy, but also
the Kool-Aid man?
Yeah. But also, like, you would never think a turtle would, like, barge out.
That's a big turtle.
Yeah, it was one of those tortoises, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he found himself half a mile away from the wildlife center, and he was stuck on the train tracks.
How slow was he going?
They said these tortoises can go pretty fast if they want.
I mean, they're pretty big, so
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, he was booking it. But then he got stuck on the train tracks. And so a woman who happened to be walking by saw Clyde moseying on down the tracks. And she knew she had to do something, but knew she couldn't pick him up by herself. And so she took a picture of Clyde, tweeted it to the transportation system's Twitter. A police officer,
Smart. Right?
A police officer saw the tweet, ended up calling the transportation people and said, you have to halt the trains. And then they got the tortoise off the tracks to a vet. He was completely fine and back to his wildlife center. And the trains were only delayed 20 minutes.
Love this woman. What a thinker.
Right. I would have never thought to do that. I would have called 911. What's
your emergency? I would have been trying to lift a freaking turtle.
You would have.
I was like, I can do it.
I would just like roll him off the track.
Yeah. I would have like made a little ramp out of something.
Your body.
I would have like found a stick and like tried to like.
Use me, Clyde.
Just crawl on me, Clyde.
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 Yeah.
Love
it. Very cute.
I love it.
Super good news. Parts of the Great Barrier Reef show the highest coral coverage in 36 years.
I love this. How did we achieve this?
Because they closed off certain sections of it.
So humankind can't touch it. Humans suck.
Yeah, it's always us. So
we are terrible.
Mm-hmm. But also, well, no, because I was going to say we're the ones restoring it, but we're the ones that broke it. You don't have to break something and then tape it back together and you're like, we're awesome.
Yeah,
no.
What a manipulative little process.
Right. That's what my brain does. And then my other brain is like, no. There's two of us in there.
Oh, didn't know. Okay.
Donkey and then depressed Emily.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We have to think of a character. It's Donkey and then...
Who's the depressed little Emily?
I don't know. We got to come up with a... It can be Lord Farquaad. But I feel like he's more angry.
No, it wouldn't be in the Shrek.
It would have to be somewhere else.
It'd have to be some Eeyore.
That's exactly it. Donkey and Eeyore. That's perfect.
Yeah. Well, then when you're Eeyore, I'm still Shrek.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, yes. I'm nice when you're sad.
Yeah. I feel like Shrek is nice to Donkey when Donkey's sad.
I'm just Shrek.
Anyway, so the coral has grown 7-9% in the last few years, which demonstrates that the reefs can still recover in periods where there's no intense disturbances. So
yeah, the world, if we wiped humanity off the world would completely recover.
There are scientists that have actually done like projections on that. Like if there happened to be something like some, pandemic that did actually like wipe everyone out, how fast everything would repopulate. And
yeah.
I'll look it up for next episode, but it was incredible. Like what they came up with.
Everything would just fix itself.
Yep. Everything would just go back
nature
to normal.
Nature is so much stronger than we think it is.
Yeah, we're parasites.
Yes. I'm a parasite.
No, we don't celebrate.
We are bad.
Anyway.
Emily winked.
A couple in Brazil were in the middle of their wedding when a stray dog appeared at the entrance of the church.
Fun.
And he didn't make any noise. He didn't bother anyone. He just sat there and watched them get married and eventually curled up at the end of the aisle
at
the church. Curled up at the end of the aisle and went to sleep. And when the couple said, I do, and they made their way back down the aisle, the dog woke up and greeted them halfway down and was giving them kisses and tail wags. And the couple basically, like the way that they were telling it, they looked at each other and didn't say anything and just nodded and brought the dog home with them.
Love that.
And they've been like living together ever since. He was just some stray dog in Brazil.
Fantastic.
Perfect
I'm into
place.
It.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
And last positive moment.
Positive moment.
Last week, 7-year-old Messiah Brown decided to go for a swim at his apartment complex's pool.
Okay.
And he's a really strong swimmer. His dad was some like boxing Olympian a while back. So this kid is like very naturally athletic and like they said he's so good at the pool, like they just let him go. And they said, or he said, when he arrived at the gate, he noticed another child at the bottom of the deep end. So he jumped in. He's seven. And like, he's tiny. Like, he's very athletic. But I saw pictures of him. He's a tiny little boy. Like, so he jumped in. He dove down all the way to the bottom, grabbed the three-year-old that was drowning. He grabbed his arm, dragged him up to the top of the water. And then Messiah's cousin, Savannah, helped pull both of them out of the pool. And Savannah was only nine. And then that's when adults started hearing all of the commotion. They came running and they called 911 and ended up saving the boy. But like, it was just this tiny little seven-year-old. And like,
you know what's really sad is kids drown when a bunch of adults are around because no one's paying attention.
Yeah.
Like, that's so sad. I always am stressed when kids are in the pool.
Same.
I'm like, I don't know if I don't know who the kids are it doesn't matter. My eyes are on that pool because that happens too often.
I know. It's really scary.
But good for him.
Yeah.
What an awesome little boy.
Right?
Yeah.
Very cute.
Love that.
Okay. How much time do we think we have? Are we doing what the internet asked during the live?
I'm so tired. Let's just keep going.
Okay.
Well, we're just going to see what happens.
Okay.
We're just going to exist in our lives.
I love this for us. Do you want to play a game? Let me rephrase. We're going to play a game.
Yes. My hands hurt from pulling weeds today. They're so sore.
You did a lot of manual work today.
I did so much manual work.
Yeah.
I did.
I just showered and ate cheese sticks.
You edited my vlog.
I did edit your vlog.
Yeah.
Don't
sell yourself short.
Yeah.
You wrote this podcast.
I did. Thank you.
You went and picked up my jeans for me.
Yeah.
You did things, Em.
I did things. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome.
Oh my God.
I have to remember so that I know why I'm paying you.
Yeah. I also snuggled Blaze.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to play another round of internet rumors where I tell you a fact about a...
He just freaking kicked my stomach.
Yeah, I have the fun end of Blaze. It's his head. You got the butt and feet.
He just... Kangaroo kicked me. Gosh darn it.
You said you were getting too close. So I'm going to tell you a fact about a celebrity that was or is circulating online, and you're going to tell me whether it's true or not.
Okay, go.
All right. J-Lo took out a $1 billion...
False.
Insurance policy to protect her butt, legs, and boobs.
False.
Why do you know that?
I don't know why, but I know it.
Okay, well, yeah, it's false. So during carpool karaoke segment, she denied that she ever insured any part of her body and said that she believes there's no such thing as that.
Yeah.
Do you insure your body?
I don't know.
I feel like you can. I don't
know.
You
can trademark your face.
Get on that.
I'm not JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa.
Or Miranda Sings.
Do they have their faces trademarked?
I think JoJo was going to, or Colleen was trying to. I remember one of them talking about it. I don't know. Those are I intertwine them. They're the same person, and they're
we're
both
starting
famous.
A new internet rumor. True or false? JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa.
Okay. Katy Perry collects celebrity hair.
I believe that.
Yeah, she said she likes to collect fellow celebrities' hair. Specifically, she said that she has locks from Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift. Do you think she just, like, texts them and she's like, hey, send me some hair? How do you casually ask that? Okay, let's say you wanted some of my hair. How would you ask me?
Emily, come here.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm going to get, I need some of your hair.
Okay. That's how that would go. Yes, ma'am. Will it make you love me more?
Oh, my God.
Take it all.
Donkey.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers was once a military sharpshooter and served in the Vietnam War.
True.
False.
Dang it.
He did register for the draft while in college because it was mandatory. But by 1950, he had changed his registration to reflect that he was not medically cleared to serve. And he was also super opposed to the war and was quite vocal about it.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Kesha once claimed she slept with a ghost.
I believe that.
Yeah. And she did an interview with Conan O'Brien, and she claims that she once got intimate with a ghost, and the nameless spirit began caressing her, and the two proceeded to have sexy time together.
Was she high?
You have to be. You have to be.
I can't. Hide. Just, all right.
Yep.
Hope it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And consensual.
And consensual. Harry Styles has 4 nipples.
False.
True. Yeah.
Where?
He confirmed a rumor that he had 4 nipples in an interview with Chelsea Handler. He said the condition of having additional nipples is called polyphilia. And he said, it's a thing.
Where are they?
I assume on his chest somewhere.
I feel like I've seen his bare chest.
He got them removed. Oh, no. Oh, no. I think that was Carrie. Because Carrie Underwood had a third nipple. She said that in her American Idol audition. Simon Cowell was like, we heard you have a fun fact about yourself. And she's like, yeah, I have a third nipple right here. And she got it removed. I don't know if Harry got his removed. He has to. Because he's shirtless all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where are they?
Where are they?
Where are the nipples?
Where are your nipples?
Show me the nipple. Free the nipple.
Free the nipple, Harry.
Never see it.
All right. Rumors. There's a rumor that Marilyn Monroe had an IQ of 168.
I believe it.
It's false. You were doing so good in the beginning. What happened?
Whoa. Why am I getting attacked? What was there? So much anger towards. I'm playing a game. I don't want to play with you anymore.
I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
Yeah, you was a meanie face. Be a butthead.
I want you to succeed so badly, I get angry about it. So,
that's not going to help. I work with encouragement.
Okay, let me retry. Let's start over. Say that it's true. Wait, Marilyn Monroe has an IQ of 168.
That seems true.
Rachel, it's okay. We can't win them all.
Oh my gosh, I'm so annoyed with you.
So, there...
Oh, Emily.
Yeah. There is no evidence to prove that she ever had even taken an IQ test. And the modern version of IQ tests for adults weren't even rolled out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that, huh?
Yeah. Until 1955. Okay, last one.
Okay.
Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey has a bathtub that's shaped like her body.
I mean, she's a billionaire. So I believe that rumor existed.
You're scared now to,
I
to
am.
Make a definitive
this is what
statement.
What happens when you're mean to me? I don't want to play anymore.
I'm sorry. Whatever you say, I'll protect you at all costs.
It isn't genuine.
Yeah.
I've never heard this rumor.
Okay.
But it seems like something a billionaire would do.
Okay.
So, sure.
You got it. You got it. Yes, she owns a marble and onyx hand-carved tub that is shaped like her body, but also made it big enough where another person can fit next to her.
Okay. I mean, normal tubs work too. I guess when you're a billionaire, you just run out of things.
Yeah.
You just run out.
Yeah.
Normal things don't suffice.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, we have time for a couple questions.
Okay. If you had to pick a new name for yourself, what would you pick?
Blaze hates that noise. I would pick... I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, I have no idea.
I'm trying to, envision you.
I am a Rachel.
You are a Rachel.
There's no other thing I am.
I don't ever feel like an Emily. I feel like that name does not fit me. I've felt this way my entire life. I literally...
Redeem yourself.
This is pathetic. Well, what I would want is, a really cool name. Atlas. Or,
I could see Atlas.
Right? I don't feel like I'm quite cool enough for that.
Whoa!
I feel like you have to have, a shaved head or,
No, you don't.
You don't think so?
No.
I could be a little anxious Atlas.
I can't with you. I literally don't think I would be anything else.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Listen to how messed up this is.
Does Danielle fit me?
I could see you being a Danny. Your mom named you Danielle, but you don't let anyone call you that. And you're like, you can only call me Danny. I could see you being that.
Okay.
But Rachel fits way better.
Yeah.
So, okay, in about... second or third grade, I remember crying to my mom and I was like, I don't like my name. I don't like Emily. It doesn't fit me. I don't feel like an Emily. And so my mom was like, well, what do you want to be named? I have no idea what name I came up with. But my mom said to me, because she knew I could never achieve it, she said to me, if you can get straight A's for the entire year, I will take you to get your name legally changed, knowing that there was no way I'd ever be able to do that because I was the ADHD kid that skimmed
That's
by.
That's so mean. If my right? kid was like, I hate my name, I'd be like, okay, what's your name now?
Right. Well, that this is a very new thing. I feel like this is our generation is with our kids. I feel could you imagine you saying that to your mom? Your mom would be like, okay.
I mean, I guess she named my brother Christopher, and our whole lives when everyone like tried to call him Chris, you'd hear my mom go, Topher. And we'd be like, what? And she's like, I named him Christopher, not Chris.
Oh, okay. So I wondered why you say the whole thing.
Yeah, he goes by Chris now.
Okay.
When he when he introduced himself to new people, like Jessica and him say Chris, but I still to this day will call him Christopher because my mom ingrained it into our brains. His name is Christopher.
Right. Our parents' generation took naming their children so seriously. Like,
yeah,
like respecting the name and like picking it. It always had like some tie to like family or like meant something. And then our generation is like, yeah, our kid looks like an onyx.
Like, spelled with six Y's and a
right,
Z.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. If animals could talk, which one would be the rudest?
Of all the animals
in
the world?
Of all the animals.
A cat.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I thought you were talking about in my dogs.
Oh, no. Both of your dogs are too sweet. I feel like little dog is very sassy.
No, she's an anxious bull. She really? Is kind of sassy, though. Like, ew, don't touch me.
Why are you looking at me?
Boys smell. Mom, why are the boys in my room?
Mother, pick me up right this instant. I want to go home.
That like Snoop is just food.
Yeah.
Where's with the food?
Yeah.
Food. You want to pet me? Food.
Food.
And then Blaze, I think Blaze would just be that kid that's like, Mom, I'm bored.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bored. Can we do something? I'm bored.
Mom, I need more fruit snacks.
Mom, did you get the Gatorade that I like? That's Blaze.
The kid with the red Gatorade ring all around his mouth. Yeah.
There's like candy wrappers hidden everywhere.
Yeah. But definitely, yeah.
Cats.
I feel like cats.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Wait,
sassy.
So does that mean like big cats like lions and tigers are the most mean or just like house cats specifically?
Oh, house cats.
I agree.
It's house cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, one more?
Sure, we'll do one more.
All right. How many chickens?
17.
Would it take to kill an elephant? This was the most random question I've ever received in my DMs. And
no.
I was so intrigued.
1,000 maybe?
1,000 chickens.
They just have to peck it to death and hope for an infection.
Okay. Solid.
Yeah.
Because they weigh like, they're like air. They
don't
weigh anything.
But they also can't fly.
I thought chickens could fly.
Only to like 5 feet or something like that. They can't, they don't like soar in the sky.
Okay. What if they crawled up on the elephant's trunk?
Okay.
Like using their little chicken talons and they just.
They're not that coordinated. Have you seen a chicken?
I have once or twice. So you think they, 1,000 chickens would just have to peck at the elephant's feet until it collapses?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the many would die in the process.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you need a lot.
And 1,000 is a lot.
1,000's a lot of chickens, Em.
I'm trying to visualize it in my head. Just waves of chickens
well,
coming in.
Well, here's one. Now times it by 1,000.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna not have an opinion on this because I feel like I don't know chickens very well.
I think that no one can actually have an opinion on this.
We need to call your mother.
Gwen?
How many chickens? She'd be like, I don't want to think about it. No. Like, I don't want to think about an elephant dying.
Yeah, an elephant's really smart, so.
Right.
Chickens, and not so much.
Plus, elephants can run really fast.
Yeah.
And chickens cannot. I mean, they can run fast, but like for a chicken, you're not going to keep up with an elephant.
For a chicken.
For a little chicken.
Yeah.
So, There are many follow-up questions to this DM question.
We'll figure it out. We won't. We don't have that.
No.
All right. I think that's all the time we have for today. Cool. Just ended on a chicken. Nod to Gwen.
There we go.
Thank you for joining me, Donkey.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Shrek. I love your swamp.
I know you do. Oh. You never want to leave.
Well, that could have been taken the wrong way.
Oh, my God. Don't call it a swamp. How dare you? That's a flowery garden. That's a paradise.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
Have some self-esteem, Em. All right. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you could please rate us or like us on whatever platform you're listening to us on, that would be fantastic. And please subscribe or follow to get new episodes every single Monday. And hit us up with any things you want us to talk about or cover. And we love you guys.
Love you.
Thank you for joining us. All right. Bye. Dun, 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 dun. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.